And you're very welcome back. Well, the Federation of Irish Sport has announced the winners of the Volunteer in Sport Awards, sponsored by the National Network of 29 Local Sports Partnerships. The County Kildare Award for 2022 has been awarded to Eddie Hennessy of Clonmullion Football Club. I'm delighted to say Eddie is on the line with us now. Good morning, Eddie, and good to talk to you.
Hey, Owen, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Eddie, and Clonmullion Football Club. I understand that you were a founding member, or certainly one of them, back 27 years ago when Clonmullion came to the fore. Is that right?
Technically, no, Owen. I'm actually there from the start, all right, yeah. I would have been under the very first team, and I've been involved in the club since then. The club was actually founded by Mickey Rycroft and Micheál O'Neill and Ger Connell.
What's your memories of Clonmullion when it first got set up? I know there's a good few teams around the Athy area now, but when Clonmullion set up, tell us more.
Well, I had actually just finished playing with Castle Villa, with my hometown, Castle Dermot, because I was getting on a bit and my wife was expecting Ryan, our fourth child at the time. I didn't have transport over and back to Castle Dermot, you know, two or three times a week, so I'd sort of semi-retired, and the lads came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in getting involved with Clonmullion. Initially, I said, no, look, lads, I'm finished. but they said, sure, we'll have a friendly, come over and have a look. So what I done was I went over and had a look at the friendly in a half-time, went home and got my boots, and I'm there ever since.
Really? And on that first day that you went home and got the boots. Did you come on in the second half?
I did, yeah. So, yeah.
What position did you play, Eddie?
That time it would have been middle of the park, yeah, playing midfield.
Right.
So as you got older, then slowly drifted.
I would kind of picture you as a bit of a Roy Keane, to be honest, in the centre of the field, but I'm not sure.
I wouldn't go that far away, no. I wouldn't. But no, that was, yeah, at the time. So it was great, and there were a great bunch of lads like Mickey and Micheál and Jerry, you know. As I said, they started the whole thing, so.
Yeah, and when the club started out all those years ago, what were the facilities like at the time, Eddie? I'm sure difficult when you're trying to get a club up and running, but as we know, Clonmullion has grown and grown down through the years.
Yeah, well, we didn't have any facilities. We had the pitch, and that was it. And then a year or two later, we managed to get the container down there, which we fitted out as best we could. All an awful lot of local residents got involved with helping us out and that, you know, so years later, when Little moved into the old Grove Cinema site, we got some funding from them, which allowed us to apply for capital funding, which, you know, which we were able to do. And then over the years, we were able to build the dressing rooms and so on. And more recently, we were able to secure more capital funding for towards the fence, and through local sponsorship. Local business have been amazing to us over the years.
Yeah, and the club lotto as well, Eddie, people in the community who throw the few bob towards the club lotto, I'm sure that helps to raise funds to upgrade the facilities, clubhouse, etc.
It does, big time, yeah. It's, we're actually partners with Castle Villa, my old club. When they started up, they asked if we wanted to be involved, which we did. So we've been partnering with Castle Villa all those years as well. Like, it's our main source of income, and the driving force behind that since she's come in has been Sabrina Doyle. I mean, we've gone from selling, you know, a few tickets here and there to selling a huge amount of tickets, and it's through a lot of her work and in fundraising and getting selling those lot of tickets every week. You know, it's brilliant.
Tell us a little bit about the success that Clonmullion have had in recent years, and particularly this year, the titles that were won at this season, I should say, Eddie. I'm sure that's something that a lot of people in the Clonmullion club are very proud of.
Absolutely, yeah. We became the first club in Kildare to win the Trinity, or the Treble, whichever you want to call it, which is the senior division. We were senior division champions. We won the senior division cup, and we also won the Lumsden League Cup, which is the overall cup. We were the first to do all three in the same season. But in fairness, you know, we've been building for the last few years, going back to when Martin Redmond was the one who's been building this team over the years. And we won the Premier Division, Premier Double. Went on then to win under Martin to win the Lumsden Cup and the Senior Division Cup. And then Martin sort of took a step away for a while because he'd been with us for years and years and kept it going when things were really, really tough, you know. And Brian Kenny came in with, and Brian Hickey actually came in as well, Brian Kenny. But Barry Hughes, who's been the coach for all those years, going back to the Martin Remmons things. Like, Barry has been the mainstay there as well, all the way through. And we're very lucky with the lads we have, like Sam Brophy, Derek Brophy has come in as well and been a huge help. And last year we also started a second team, first time ever to have another senior team under the stewardship of John Donovan. And he has, like, Stephen Davis, Bicky Davis and Richie Maloney and Mark Day, you know, helping him out, and Barry Foley. So, I mean, it's great to have that calibre of lads involved. It's fantastic, and all ex-players as well.
Indeed, you know? and that's what helps clubs like Clonmullion and other clubs around the county and the country grow as well, as those volunteers that work behind the scenes. And they've all done fantastic work. You mentioned some of the names there, Eddie, but what about yourself? I know it's not easy to talk about yourself in that way, but you have been doing it for 27 years. We're told that you live and breathe Clonmullion, and I know even from being to some of the matches and seeing the photographs up on social media, you're always there. You're always one of the first down at the club. It's something that you love, which I'm sure makes it a lot easier, Eddie.
I do. I love it. You know, I really love it. Fantastic club and a great bunch of lads, you know. We've had our ups and downs. We've had a lot of bad times as well, you know, and it's like everything. You just keep going because you love what you do. And I got a good education with Castle Villa, you know, all those years ago with the likes of Tommy Connell and Ollie Coleman, Johnny Cosgrave, John Savage. The list goes on. Now, like Alan Proctor, young Tommy Connell. All those people, you learn from those and you try and bring those things to Clonmullion. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to have great people around me. So I suppose it's not a chore. It's a pleasure. You know, I love doing it.
Well, on that note and with those words, that's a fantastic way to end it, and it's all culminated in the success that Clonmullion have had in recent years, and due to no small part in the work that you're doing, Eddie, and the other volunteers on the committee there as well. So well done to you, Eddie Hennessy of Clonmullion FC, winning the Kildare Award for the Volunteer of the Year for 2022 in terms of sport. Well done, Eddie, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks very much, Ron. Cheers. Thank you.